This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, the major news, of course, was Argentina. They've got a new president, and he came out with some pretty dramatic news yesterday, saying that they're going to have a severe reduction, devaluation of the peso about half, and this could imply more exports. They're thinking taking taxes off exports, more production, just generally negative across the board to the markets. And as a result, the markets have reacted down today with the double-digit losses in the wheat and the beans and corn down about a nickel. That's the biggest negative news. Whether or not it comes to fruition, I think he's got to pass it through the Congress if they're going to take the taxes off exports. Just not sure that's going to happen, but the knee jerk is a pretty good down today, and that's what we're seeing. In addition, we're looking at some rain forecast from northern Brazil. That's putting pressure on the market. We did have a flash sale today of beans to unknown, 132,000 beans. That's probably going to be China.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided after a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock. December allows farmers and producers to take note of what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season, and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
March corn down 5¾ at 479.5. January soybeans down 16¼ at 13.07.5. Soybean meal down 8.10 at 402.20. January soybean oil down 59 cents at 49.83. On the Merc, December live cattle down 75 cents at 166.95. January feeders down 187 at 217.37. February lean hogs down 152 at 66.72. Pork cutout down 72 cents at 81.72. December Class 3 milk up 2 cents at 16.20. Those are your closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.